Right here in the Anan, Sefer Shmos, the Torah tells us that the very purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tavdunes Elokim ala Har Hazeh, in order to be Mekabel, the Torah Hashem. Rashi writes that that, in fact, was the Slus of Bnei Yisrael's ability to leave the Shibud Mitzrayim. And of course, in Parsis Yisro, we have the events of Kabbalah Satorah and Aseres Adibros. Rashi already points out when the Pasuk tells us Vayidaber Elokim es Kol Hadvarim Elamor. Kol Hadvarim means that all of Aseres Adibros were stated with Dibur Echad, right? Something that is impossible for anyone other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do. Yet this certainly is not unique regarding Aseres Adibros, that this is considered to be that which is Mipi HaGvura. Rashi already quotes the Medrash in the very beginning of Parshas Bahar, and that is that Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Why exactly does the Torah tell us when it comes to the mitzvahs of Shmita that Bahar Sinai Leimor? So Rashi tells us in order to tell us that just as the mitzvah of Shmita, Klaloseha, Pratoseha, Dikdukeha, in all its detail was Moshe Misinai, the same thing certainly is true of all of the mitzvahs Hashem. Part of our Ikari Emuna is to believe that the Torah HaMetzuya Ato Biyadenu, that is the Torah Hashem that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam writes. It's part of Yud Gimel Ikarim. The Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnah Yis Nechelek, if a person will deny that, the person is considered to be an apikoris. So that begs the question that if that is true, what really is the special quality or the uniqueness of the Aseres Adibros? If every os, every kutzel sheyodas mibi hagvura, what then is so special about the Aseres Adibros? And the fact that there is something special and significant about them, that certainly seems clear as well. The Mishnah tells us at the very beginning of Perakei Maseches Tamid that the Kohanim in Mikdash used to recite, right, the Aseres Adibros before Kriyashma each and every day in the Mikdash. And the Gemara writes in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis that Af Bigvulim Bigshulikros came, that there was an attempt to institute that as part of tefillah. After all, if Aseres Adibros somehow represent the primacy or the totality of the Torah Hashem, so in such a case, perhaps just as they recited it in Mikdash, we should go ahead and recite it each and every day. And yet the Gemara says that no, farbitlum mipnei tarumo saminim, that the Chachamim did not allow for Aseres Adibros to be part of tefillah itself, because the concern that this could lead to apikursis. As Rashi points out, the fear that a person may say that, you know, Aseres Adibros, that was given to Hagura, and everything else, perhaps, Moshe Rabbeinu stated on his own. So therefore, clearly, the Chachamim did not allow Aseres Adibros to be recited each and every day, because according special significance to Aseres Adibros could lead to Tarumos Aminim. If you look in the Yerushalmi, for example, in the Perlos Sugya in Brachos and Perakalach Lofahei, Yerushalmi writes that Shlo Hayo Omrim that Elu Levadam Nitlu Lemoshe Misina. If we were to express Aseres Adibros each and every day, it could lead a person to think, Rachmana Litzlan, that this is all that was given to us at Har Sinai itself. The Rashba even writes in the Chuvas, in the Siman Kuf Pei Daled, that already in his time, there again was a request in order to recite their Aseres Adibros each and every day. And the Rashba cited the Gemara Brachos Naf Yud Beis that one can't do so, because again, the concern that that could lead to apikursis. Even though this is true, that the Gemara writes that you can't incorporate the Aseres Adibros into part of tefillah, but if you look in the very first Siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph, Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes that there's certain parshios, the Tov Lomar, that a person should say each and every day, and among them, the Mechaber writes is, in fact, Aseres Adibros. And the Ramah immediately is masig that no dach could be yachid mutaloma. And the Mechaber writes that you can say the Aseres Adibros, it means to do so privately. Aval osr lomar b'tzibur, but don't make this part of the formal tefillah b'tzibur, because after all, that is the sugyan brachos and daf yud beis. So on the one hand, we acknowledge the significance of Aseres Adibros. It's one of the parshios that one recites each and every day, the Mechaber writes. In Mikdash, this was recited by the Kohanim, but the balance, not to do something that would lead to Tarumos Haminim. In fact, if you look in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi's found in Megillah in Paragima Halacha Zayin, Yerushalmi suggests the following Chiddush, that Bizman HaMishnah, Right? The brachos and kriyas haTorah, as you know, were quite different. The Mishnah tells us in Megillah that the poseach, the first holder, would recite the first bracha, and the chosim would recite the last bracha, and all the intermediate olim, they would lain, but they would not go ahead and recite individual brachos, in order to indicate again that we treat the kriyas haTorah as chativa achas, as a single unit, and in such a case, only a bracha lefaneha and a bracha l'achareha. Yerushalmi writes, however, that Aseres HaDibros was an exception. It's the Chiddush Yerushalmi in Megillah, that they used to recite independent brachos and Aseres HaDibros in order to indicate its uniqueness. So Kriyas HaParsha, right, was bracha for bracha afterwards. If it was Yisro Ve'eschanan, in such a case, then they would have special brachos on Aseres HaDibros. So again, a further indication that indeed they are treated differently. So that, no doubt, is part of the balance. On the one hand, Kol HaTorah Kula is Bipi HaGvura, but somehow the unique presence of Aseres HaDibros. So if you look in the Tshuva HaRambam, right, in Tshuva Memvav, the Rambam writes a very striking Kiddush. The Rambam writes, he was asked about a practice that for us is just given, so common, right, that the Tzibur stands for Aseres HaDibros. They don't stand for Kriyas HaTorah generally. When it comes to Aseres HaDibros, then they stand. And the Maksha asked the Rambam that how, in fact, could that be? The Maksha, in fact, entertained the possibility that perhaps the reason that they're standing is not for Aseres HaDibros. Maybe they're standing because the minhag is that the Rav Ha'ir receives that bracha, and therefore they're standing for him, not necessarily for the Kriyas HaTorah. But the Maksha writes, it doesn't seem that way. It seems as though they really are standing for Aseres HaDibros. And how can this be done? So the Rambam answers very, very surprisingly, that of course it cannot be done. How can you do so? This is apikorsus. You're going to stand for part of the Torah and not stand for the rest of the Torah. You want to stand, you can stand. You want to sit, you want to sit. The Chumash Maharam Wittenberg is to treat Kriyas HaTorah as similar to a Davar Shebikdusha, and therefore all of Kriyas HaTorah should require Amida. So consistency is fine, but to go ahead and stand for some and not for others, you're sitting and all of a sudden now you stand. The Rambam writes, that's Gorem Hefsed Emunah, exactly as the Gemara writes, that we don't institute it in terms of our tefillah. So the question again is the following. How one understands the significance of Aseres HaDibros, and perhaps a further issue, how can one understand our practice of standing for Aseres HaDibros in light of the objection of the Rambam that this is considered to be comparable to Tarum HaSamim? What exactly is, right, the uniqueness of Aseres HaDibros? So if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, in Sefer B'Midbar, Parsha Yud Gimel, the Midrash Rabbah writes a very great Kiddush. That is, that if you count the letters of the Aseres HaDibros up until the very end, Asher L'Re'echa, the letters of Aseres HaDibros are Taryag. That's the Kiddush of the Midrash. What exactly does the Midrash explain? Because after all, the Aseres HaDibros correspond to Kol HaTorah Kula, to the entire balance of mitzvos itself. And the Medrash continues and writes that Asher L'Re'echa, the last seven, right, letters of the Aseres HaDibros, the total 620, right, corresponds to either Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, different girsos in the Medrash, or maybe Keneged Yemei Breishis, because the world was created for Sfus HaTorah. But that's a Chiddush that the Medrash already highlights, that the Aseres HaDibros represent Torah in its totality. This is what you also find, right, in the Yerushalmi and Shkalim and Perikvav, that the special character of Aseres HaDibros are not the Dibros in and of themselves, but rather they represent, right, the balance of Kol HaTorah Kula. Yerushalmi writes this elsewhere in Perik Dalet of Tainis, that's found in Olam Hay, where the Yerushalmi writes that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Knesset Yisrael were being Ovid of Azara, the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchos. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that that was appropriate? Yerushalmi writes the following, the Darash Kal V'Chomer. When it comes to a single mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the Torah says, Kol Orel Yochabo, a person who's an Orel can't go ahead and participate in Korban Pesach. So too, when it comes to Aseres HaDibros, Torah, Shekol HaMitzvos Kliyos Bo, Alachas Kama V'Chama. So certainly one who is Ovid of Avodah Zarah does not deserve, right? Receiving the Aseres HaDibros. That was the Kal v'chomer of Moshe Rabbeinu. If in one mitzvah, right, an Ovid of Avodah Zarah is possible, so certainly an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, Knesset Yisrael at that time, should not receive that which represents Shekol HaMitzvos Kluyos Bo. That's the Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros has, in fact, that representation. And that concept of the representative capacity of Aseres HaDibros, so this, no doubt, was made famous by Rav Sanya Gaon. And Rashi quotes in Mishpatim, in Perech of Dalit, Pasuk Yibbeis, that the Pasuk refers to the Luchos as being Luchos HaEven HaTorah VaHaMitzvah. The Luchos, namely Torah and Mitzvahs. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi quotes Rav Sanya Gaon, that's because, after all, that all of the Mitzvahs are Torah, all Tariq Mitzvahs are contained in Aseres HaDibros. And as you know, in the Sefer Mitzvahs Rav Sanya Gaon, so that was the breakdown. But right, we're familiar with classifications of mitzvahs in terms of Mitzvahs Aseh, Mitzvahs Lo Aseh. Rav Sanya Gaon broke the Aseres HaDibros, 10 categories, and all the Mitzvahs HaTorah could be subsumed under each one of the Dibros. The Mitzvah of Shabbos, for example, refers to all aspects of Kedushas HaZman, and therefore all of that is considered to be contained. In fact, if you look at the Pirush Rashbam and the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Rashbam is bothered by many other Rishonim as well, that how can we say in Dayenu that Ilu Kirvan Lifnei Har Sinai Lo Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah? What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Har Sinai but would not have given us the Torah then Dayenu. That in fact would have been enough. So the Rishonim give many possible terutzim. But again, the Rashbam already writes in his Pirush HaHaggadah that Lo Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah means that Aseres HaDibros. And what exactly does that mean as follows? We just learned the Rashi. Aseres HaDibros was somewhat unique, that everything else we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Aseres HaDibros, that was literally B'dibur Echa Mipi HaGvura. So the Rashbam writes, that's Koshub Shat and Dayenu. That V'lo Nasa Lanu Es HaTorah means that it would have been enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the totality of Torah, including the Aseres HaDibros, right? Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, as he gave us everything else. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to hear Mipi HaGvura the Torah, namely the Aseres HaDibros that represents the Torah Hashem, right, that was considered to be an added zvus, and for that we could say that Ilu Kervan Lifnei Har Sinai, Lo Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah. That's what the Rashbam writes. He thinks it's Poshim Shat in that kapitul of Dayenu. But again, a further representation that this is a manifestation of Kol HaTorah Kulo. When you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara writes that a melech is obligated to write an additional Sefer Torah. Everyone has a mitzvah of Kisvah Lachem Es Hashir Azos, but when it comes to the melech has to have Mishnah Torah. We just discussed very recently what exactly is its purpose. That's that Drasha Sarang and Drasha Yiralif, the need to go ahead and have the balance of the melech and the shofet. And therefore, because the melech has that more elastic authority, the Sugyan Sanhedrin Memvav of Makin Vahonshin Shalom and Hadin, so there has to be some kind of check and balance. You have to make sure that the melech will toe the line, and therefore the melech always has to carry the Sefer Torah with him. It's like the Rambam writes regarding tefillin. And the Rambam writes the very end of the Rekdal of Achos Tefillin. Right? Why do you have to wear the tefillin all day? No doubt is it a mitzvah. But its purpose is kind of to create a mindset, to own your vision. You're wearing your tefillin. There's an Isra of Pesach Hadas, there's an Isra of Skok. Right, the person always realizes the primacy of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. So therefore, Mikar Hadin, a person wears tefillin all day, because after all, a Gavra Hamluchter B'tefillin is not going to act the same way that a person may act, right, if he is not wearing his tefillin. That's what the Rambam explains. The very end of Hilchos Tefillin. Lahalacha, right, we've described another shiur, the Chiddush of Rav Soloveitchik, that not only does tefillin a Maisa HaMitzvah, like Achilas Matzah, but there's a Chaloshem. Right? The Gemara says, Karkaf de demanach tefillin. Right? There's a Kedushas HaGavra, so to speak, an effect of tefillin. Right? And perhaps that's why you have two brachas. Not only Lahaniach, which is on the Maisanacha, but al mitzvahs, because of the second kim. It's not that you recite two brachos, one is on the Tefillah Shel Yad, and one is on the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Tosfos writes in Brachos Samach Beis, that even if all you have is a Tefillah Shel Rosh, you still wear two brachos. You recite a bracha of Lahaniach and a bracha of al mitzvahs. Right? It's not because one is one is the other. It must be two kiyumim, two elements of the mitzvah. That's what the Rambam describes. The Melech has to carry the Sefer Torah with him all the time, because after all, right, every move that he makes, he has to make sure that that's within, right, the confines within the Hashkafas HaTorah. The Lashon HaGemara is the following, that the Melech writes an additional Sefer Torah, Va'osa Osok Min Kameya, and he makes it into an amulet, and Betola Bizro, right? And he carries it, and he affixes it to his arm. So a little unusual, right? How is that done? Right? I understand a parsha of Tefillin, Tola Bizro, right? How do you go ahead and take, right, the entirety of Torah, and simply go ahead and make somewhat of a kameya and affix it to your arms? So if you look in the Mikros Gedolos, right, in Dvarim, Perek Yizayim, Pasachav, the Dasa Kedim Amaliatosus, right, and this Pasuk, right, a very great Kiddush, that what is it that the Melech carries with him the entire time? Aseres Adibros. The Melech doesn't carry an entire Sefer Torah with him, that's pretty hard to do, but the Melech carries the Aseres Adibros with him. And the Baliatosus, this Midrash in the Midbar, because the Aseres Adibros represent the totality of the Torah Sashem. This is part of the uniqueness of, right, the Aseres Adibros. If this is true, perhaps one could argue as follows. Obviously, all of Torah is B'pi HaGevura. That's not part of the uniqueness of Aseres Adibros, but the representative capacity that Aseres Adibros adds of all of Torah Mitzvah, Sepala Torah Kula, that is uniquely true of Aseres Adibros. And therefore, that is why it was said in Mikdash, that is why there was an attempt to do so with Vulin, that is why special brachos for Aseres Adibros, because by according kavod or significance to Aseres Adibros, in essence, one is according greater significance to the entirety of Torah Seshem. Not Aseres Adibros independently, but rather the fact that it represents Kala Torah Kula. Perhaps one could argue the same thing is true when it comes to Amida as well, that we who stand for Aseres Adibros, it's a way of according significance to the Torah Seshem in its entirety as a representative capacity, and therefore, right, it is not considered to be that which is Gorim Tarumos Haminim. Rav Moshe, in fact, discusses this in Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Siman Chambeis. Rav Moshe was asked that how do we stand for the Aseres Adibros? What about the Shuvas Aramba? Rav Moshe gave two terutz. Number one is Ein Lidmos Zeros Chachamim Zelazeh. Rav Moshe writes, you can't make up Zeros on your own. In other words, even though the Gemara does say that Bikshu Likboa, they didn't do so because of Tarumos Haminim, but that does not necessarily mean that everything, in fact, is Aser. Not everything is considered, in fact, to be Aser. So one has to be careful about being Madam of the Muslim Ilsa. Rav Moshe also added a second angle, and that is the following, that, you know, we stand for other things as well. We just stood last Shabbos for Shira Sayam, right? And we'll stand at the conclusion of each and every Sefer. In other words, it's not so uncommon for us to stand. And therefore, standing, perhaps, based on our minhagim, do not have the same significance as it did at an earlier time. That's what, in fact, Rav Moshe writes. Maybe one could argue with another possibility, based on the Yerushalmi we just mentioned. Yerushalmi says that they used to have separate brachos when it comes to Aseres Adibros. So perhaps one could argue as follows, that the whole chashash of Terumos Haminim does not apply to Kriyas HaTorah. After all, the Yerushalmi already acknowledges that Kriyas HaTorah was different for Aseres Adibros than it was for everything else. What about Terumos Haminim? Aseres Adibros? Apparently, the Yerushalmi wasn't bothered by that. So our standing for Kriyas HaTorah also is not a problem. Why should you distinguish? Maybe one could argue as follows, that the concern of Terumos Haminim is the Miskeres HaTfilah. Tefillah. If a person in the course of day-to-day davening was going to underscore this parsha, so maybe again, right, in the Miskeres HaTfilah, right, that will set off, right, a red flag. But Kriyas HaTorah, not necessarily is that true. Perhaps it's only in Miskeres HaTfilah, Baharaya, the Yerushalmi points out in Kriyas HaTorah that they used to do things differently for Aseres Adibros than they did when it comes to other parshas. Rav Soloveitchik suggested a different teretz to justify our standing for Aseres Adibros. And Rav Soloveitchik was suggesting, right, a very great chiddush, that even if the Rambam would pop into our shul, maybe the Rambam would not object. who are standing for the Aseres HaDibros as well. How can that be? The Rambam writes, it's Apikursus, you have to stop it immediately. As Leitchik pointed out, there's another factor as well. When a person leans Aseres HaDibros, right, how do you lean Aseres HaDibros? What shrub do you use? So here you know that there are two options. There's Tam Elyon and Tam Tafton. And as we discussed, Parshas Bo, right, the difference is that Tam Tafton, right, divides the Aseres HaDibros into Psukim. You get to the pasuk, Zachris HaMashab is the Kacho, you stop. Good. You're reading B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah. Tam Elyon is quite different. Tam Elyon, the Kriya is not B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah, but rather B'Torah's Dibros. Zachris HaMashab is the Kacho, you continue. Losirtzach, you stop, even if it's in the middle of a pasuk. Why is it that you're leading Aseres HaDibros? Is it B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah? Or is it B'Torah's Aseres HaDibros? In fact, the Magen Avraham quotes a beautiful minhag that you don't see Sukkah in this man hazeh. The Magen Avraham is still a Chana Hilchos Shavuos, Tav Tzadi Dalid, where the Magen Avraham writes that the only time that you use Tam Elyon is on Shavuos. But you don't use Tam Elyon for Yisron Veskana. Because if I were to ask you why you're leaning Aseres HaDibros Yisron Veskana, the answer is, Parshas HaShavua, Psukei HaTorah. If I ask you why you're leaning Aseres HaDibros on Shavuos, you're going to tell me Aseres HaDibros, Kabbalah HaTorah. So therefore the Magen Avraham writes that was an old minhag of only using Tam Elyon once a year, only using it for Aseres HaDibros. Our practice is not to do so. Our most common practice is to lean Tam Elyon all the time. In other words, whenever we go ahead and lean Aseres HaDibros, right, we do so B'Torah's Dibros, B'Torah's Kabbalah HaTorah, not B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah. What about the Rambam Shita? So Rav Slavetchik quoted B'Shem Rav Chaim that the Rambam Shita is Kriya Satori is always B'Tam Tavah, always B'Tam Tavah. When the Rambam mentions both in Hilchos Tefillah, when the Rambam discusses the Takana of Kriya Satora, and in the Nusach HaTefillah, the Rambam never mentions, right, any unique Kriya of Tam Elyon. Rav Chaim assumed that was because the Rambam Shita was always to lay in terms of Tam Tavah. Even Ashur's always to lay in Tam Tavah. So Sevechik pointed out the following Kiddush. Yeah, now you understand the Rambam's adamancy. If the Rambam Shita is that you lean B'Tam Tavah, that means you're leaning B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah, not B'Torah's Kabbalah HaTorah, Vayisyatzvu B'Safni Sahar. But you're leaning B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah, and you're going to stand as though you're indicating that these Psukim, right, tower above other Psukim. That combination is the Taruma Samin, Amida B'Tam Tavah. That was the Kiddush Rav Slavetchik suggested. If, however, one is leaning B'Tam Elyon, and I'll ask you, why are you leaning B'Tam Elyon? The answer is, because we're replicating, right? Ma'aban Rasina, Ve'isiyatz V'Savti Sahar. So in such a case, the Rambam doesn't necessarily object to that. But to lean A, B'Tam Tavton, and B, Ba'amida, that stira, Minei Obey, that is considered to be the Taruma Saminim. And perhaps, therefore, our practice could be consistent even with the Rambam Shita, since our practice is to go ahead and lay Tam Elyon, Mashlema HaDavar Dome, we stand as mentioned, let's say, last Shabbos for the Shira Sayyam. How can we stand? Isn't that Taruma Samini? Maybe one could argue, but there's no Taruma Samini. Aseres HaDibros, maybe one could think that that really was Mipi HaGmura, right? But there's no Havamina to assume that the last Pasuk in the Sefer, right, is only Mipi HaGmura. The entire Sefer not, but just the last Pasuk, and therefore our standing for the last Pasuk somehow, right, signals a red flag. Maybe one could say the same issue when it comes to Shira Sayyam, when you really think that the only thing that's a Pihak Guru is Shira Sayyam, maybe one could argue just simply, there was no Taruma Samin. But maybe one could argue slightly differently as follows, that why is it that we stand for Shira Sayyam? We're not, again, leaning B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah. We're standing because we always stand for Halel and Shira. Well, that's what we always do. Now, that's the kiyum, right, of Halel. The Gemara, Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, right? Mi'abdus l'cheiru samar shira, mislachem l'koshkein. The whole Halel is based on a kavachomer of Shira Sayyam. Now, this is a form of Shira, form of Halel. We always stand when we recite Halel. We're not reading the Shira B'Torah's Psukei HaTorah, but rather as Shira L'Hashem. It's not Terumah Samina that we stand for Halel, as though to indicate that only this and not that. And maybe that also is indicated by the trump. The fact that we go ahead and deviate in terms of the trump itself, again, indicating that, right, the Kriya is not the standard Kriya B'Torah's Pesukei HaTorah, but rather it is a form of Shira, and in such a case, that is part of the reason that, in fact, right, we withstand. At least when it comes to Aseres HaDibros, again, and perhaps that is its significance. So at once, no doubt, it represents Kala Torah Kula. It represents Vaisyatsu Vesakti Sahar, the act of Kabbalah Satorah. One has to be very careful not to undermine what for us is Ikari Amuna, that Kala Torah Kula is considered to be Mipi Hagura. Parshas Yisra was also critical, not simply for Kabbalah Satorah Aseres HaDibros, but as we've discussed, simply in terms of, right, Dine Bezdin, and Halafos relating to, right, Dayanus. Yisro turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says that, look, that Ve'eshev Moshe Lishpat Esa'am, that you're going to go ahead and judge all of Klal Yisrael day and day night, how can you do that? That Navolti Bol, you're going to wither. You can't go ahead and do so, right, indefinitely. And therefore, right, Yisro set up, right, the suggestion of a system, a hierarchy of, like Bati Dinim, that called Davar HaGadol, right? Something which is a Davar HaGadol, that's true. Yavo Lefa, that you'll judge. But called Davar HaKotan Yishpituhei, when it comes to other cases, right, that certainly is not true. Enachinami, that the Gemara uses, right, this Farsha, right, as a basis for Bati Dinim and the need to go in to set up that type of system itself. The clear impression that you get from Parshas Yisro is that what was the role of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Machriya Ha'achron. Good? You would have lower courts, right? And then if it was something which was a Davar HaGadol, fine, then we will go to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Moshe Rabbeinu will address. That Moshe Rabbeinu will address independently. Independently. Moshe Rabbeinu is able to stand alone. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makom shivim v'efakoy. Moshe Rabbeinu embodied the Sanhedrin. That's the impression you get from this parsha. And this is Mefurish in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the very opening Mishnah. The Beis Hamelech tells us the following: Ein osim Sanhedros l'shvatim el al pi bezin shel shivim v'efakoy. Who is it that appoints Sanhedrin Ketana? Who appoints a bezin of Chav Gimel? The Gemara says it's based in HaGadol that appoints the lower courts. The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin that Tezayin obeys the Minala. Where do you see that that's true? How do you need the Sanhedrin to appoint a lower court? The Gemara says, Kid Ashech HaMoshe. That's what you see Moshe Rabbeinu. The Uki Sanhedros. Moshe Rabbeinu set up the system. And that's what the Gemara writes explicitly. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu b'makom shimechakoy. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the equivalent of, was in place of the Sanhedrin. So if Moshe Rabbeinu did this individually, that means Ledoros, he require a Sanhedrin. And if you look in Rashi, right, in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, where do you see this is true? That Moshe Rabbeinu Makom Shim Echarkai, you know what Rashi cites? Kol Davar HaGadol, Parshas Yisro. Right, Davar HaGadol is Sanhedrin. And Davar HaGadol, Parshas Yisro, Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of, was the embodiment of the Sanhedrin. The difficulty, however, of Slovetchik pointed out, is the following. When you look in Parshas Ba'alosva, right, in Bemidbar Yud Aleph, you get a very different impression. There, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Es v'shiv mis mizikne Yisrael. Gather together 70. Yeah. And how do we know the Sanhedrin has, right, 71 Dayanim? No, simply, right? Gather 70, and the Moshe Gabayim, together with you, Moshe, right? That's a total of 71. That very same Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Av Beis of an Aleph, the same Mishnah, tells us that how do we know that Beis of an Aleph Shiv Echad? Because Moshe was one, and there's 70 others, a total of 71. Or so reaching point that it seems like a steer in the Mishnah itself. On the one hand, the Mishnah tells us that ain osin sanhedros elav shim vechad, because Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom shim vechakai. And how do you get shim vechad? Moshe Rabbeinu was one together with other 70. Does Moshe Rabbeinu act alone, or is Moshe Rabbeinu just simply the Av Bezdin? But whatever Moshe Rabbeinu does, obviously, is together with Shar HaFafalim as well. Almost the steer in the mission itself. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the difficulty of the two parshios. In Parshas Yisro, Moshe Rabbeinu alone. In Parshas Balosna, Moshe Rabbeinu has to act together with others. So Soloveitchik answered that both are true. Both are true. Sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu acts independently, b'makom shevechakoi, and sometimes it's true, Moshe al gabayin, that Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the members of the Sanhedrin. When do we assume Moshe Rabbeinu acts independently? When do we assume in conjunction with, right, the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin? So here Rav Soloveitchik developed, right, the distinction we've been dealing with that, a lot this year, and that is, right, the concept of Eidos Lebir HaDavar, Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar. Eidim can play two different roles, Birur and Kiyum. The need for Eidos and Dinim Amanos, that's simply considered to be, right, Eidos Lebir HaDavar. Lashon HaGemara, right, Lo Ivra Sade El Leshakri. The whole purpose, right, of Eidim, the Sugim Kedushim Samachay, is simply to prevent Shekir. I'll go ahead and I'll lend you money. Why do I have to have Eidim? Not to make or break. You have to pay me even if there are no Eidim that are present. But, you know, it's going to be difficult for me to prove my claim if this was a Milvah Baal Peh, Bli Eidim. But the Gemara writes, when it comes to Kedushim, Mekadish Beino Beina, Eidim HaKodeshes. There's no dispute. Everyone agrees. The ring was given from the Chasen to the Kala, but it is the Kiyum HaDavar. Eidim are necessary to establish the Chalamus. And we talked about many different distinctions between Eidus the Biradavar, Eidus the Kimadavar. The same thing is true when it comes to Shtaros, the Shtar Kinyan, the Shtaraya. The same thing is true when it comes to Bezdin. You can have a Bezdin the Biradavar, and you can have a Bezdin the Kimadavar. Normally, Dina Manos Peshlosha, Bezdin is Machriya. Bezdin will issue a Psak Halacha. But then you can have a Bezdin the Kimadavar. An example of Bezdin Lakim HaDavar, the Sugni of Amos Daf Mem Vav, let's say a Bezdin of Geirus. Geirus Sara Shlosha, Mishpat Ksiv Be. Geirus requires a Bezdin of Shlosha. Why? For Psak Halacha? There's no Psak Halacha. Obviously, the Bezdin has to determine the person is qualified to be a Geir. But they're not Machriya. There's no Psak Halacha of Chayiv Rebotar. That is something which is very different. That is called a Bezdin Lakim HaDavar. Chalitza requires a Bezdin Lakim HaDavar. Smicha Sakenin, right? The Samach Yadav, Smicha Pramdom Shal Tzibur, requires a Bezdin, the Kiyum HaDavar. There's a concept of a Bezdin to authorize a procedure, just as there's a concept of Eidos, the Kiyum HaDavar as well. And one could envision Nafkaminos. We discussed this week, right? When do you need Munchim? When do you need a Bezdin of Smuchim? The Rashba writes Mefurish, Nivamos Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, that a Bezdin who is Machriya, a Bezdin who issues a Psak, you require Mumchim. But a Bezdin Lekiyum HaDavar does not require Mumchim. Rashba's Mefurish, Nivam was not Memva. Because Tosfos is bothered, and that's Sugya, how do you have Geirus Bezman Hazeh? We don't have Smuchim. So good, when it comes to Dinim Amaros, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. When it comes to Geirus, what even Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker? The Tosis is very troubled. Right? How do you have Geirus Bezman Hazeh? The Rashba writes, the Kasha doesn't begin. There was never a need for Mumchim when it comes to Geirus. Smicha, Mumchim, is a function of Horah. It's not a function of Maisa Bezdin. So if you have a Bezdin Lekim HaDavar, whether it's Chalitza, or whether it's a case of Geirus, you don't need Mumchim. Very big difference between Birur as opposed to Kim HaDavar. Tosus even raises the following issue. Right, Tosus and Yevamos, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Tosus is bothered by this. Chalitz requires a Bezdin of Shloshim. How do you know that that's true? So the Gemara suggests whether Psukim, let's say at least two, Zikne is two, Zikne Shnaim, and the Ein Bezdin Shavam Asif Alecha, two, and you can't have an even number of Dayanim, so therefore three. So Tosus already is bothered by this. Who says you apply the principle of Ein Bezdin Shavam to Chalitz? If I were to ask you, what's wrong with having an even number of dayanim? 4, 6, 8, isn't the answer obvious? That they have to issue a psak halacha. If you have an even number of dayanim, they'll be stalemated. So Tosa says, wait a second, when it comes to chalitza, or when it comes to smicha sakenim, Bezdin isn't doing that.
They're not giving up psak halacha. So what's wrong with having four dayanim for chalitza? No one is saying anything. They're authorizing. Just like you have two edim. Hi, how can you have an even number? What kind of kash is that? So Tosfos says the same thing is true when it comes to dayanus as well. So Tosfos gives two different terutzim. They're pretty important. They're very small Tosfos, but two critical terutzim. One teretz of Tosfos is the following. No? Right. Ein bezdin shakul is part of the definition of bezdin. Bezdin means a bezdin notin. Not just because they have to render a decision and they might be stalemated. It just says that's the reason. And therefore, bezdin by definition requires a bezdin notin. And Tosfos, the second answer is that no, you know what? You're right. The primary role of bezdin for chalitza is kiyam adonah. But you know what? Sometimes one could envision psak. You know, there are details of chalitza. Right? How everything has to be done. The shoe has to fit. There are details of smicha. Smicha has to be done b'chol kocho. You know what's going to happen. Now we're going to start a chalitza. All of a sudden a shaila is going to surface. Ooh, was this done properly? So therefore, Tosfos says, we need a bezdin that is capable of being machriya, a psak regarding chalitza or regarding smicha. And that's why you have to have an ad number. Fascinating. Right? It seems to be 2 days in Tosfos. To what extent we assume that the concept of bezdin nota is part of the cheptish of bezdin? Or is it simply no a function of the horoshiva? So for that element, they have to see to it that there's a possibility. But those are a couple of differences. Mumchim, bezdin nota, or even stabber. Differences between a bezdin lakimador, a bezdin for bir hadavar. Difference. In dinim amos, as opposed to chalitz, as opposed to cases of gerus, as opposed to smicha sakenium. The next step, the same thing is true when it comes to Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin. What is the role of the Sanhedrin? So here the Sanhedrin does many different things. That same Mishnah, Sanhedrin of Beisam and Aleph. Sometimes it's psak. Sometimes it's psak. Very literally. Kol davar hagado yavoi lecha. If something is considered to be a davar hagado, that the Sanhedrin has to, right, assess. Let's assume, for example, the Melech is being judged. Ooh, that's called the Davar HaGadol. So the Melech has to go before the Sanhedrin. Let's assume, for example, it's a case of Kohen Gadol Shehora. Oh, that's not just for the Sanhedrin Tana. That has to be before Bezin HaGadol. Let's assume Zakei Mamre. Now, so you're talking about again, right? Someone who is undermining the authority of the Sanhedrin. That's called Davar HaGadol. That's a psak that has to be offered by the Sanhedrin. But then the Sanhedrin does other things that it's not hachra, that's not birur, that's not psak at all. For example, that very same Mishnah, Ein mosifin ala ir v'alazar. You want to be mekadesh, the makom mikdash. You want to expand the boundary of the mikdash. That procedure has to be done by the Sanhedrin, not psak. Let's assume, for example, the Sanhedrin has to appoint a melech, appoint a Kohen Gadol. That is done by the Sanhedrin, not psak. That's the Sanhedrin that came with him. So Soloveitchik pointed out, just like this concept, kiyum and birur, exists in terms of edim, exists in terms of shtaros, exists in a bezin of shlosha, the same thing applies when it comes to Sanhedrin. You can have a Sanhedrin for Hora, for Hachra, for Psak, and you can have a Sanhedrin for the purpose of Kiyumana. And here, Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following split. That's the resolution of these parshas. In Parshas Yisrael, we're talking about Psak Halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting all day judging Knesset Yisrael. Right, Yisrael says, Navotimo, it's not going to work. You have to set up a hierarchy regarding Hora. Regarding Hora, that's certainly Moshe Rabbeinu was independent. That was Pe'pel Darabah. Moshe Rabbeinu was one who received the Torah Hashem. Rostovichik pointed out that one could not envision. Imagine a Psak Halacha would be required. And Moshe Rabbeinu would say, you know, in Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that this is what we should do, and we'll be outvoted. Right? There'll be Ol Mishpat, Ol Minyan. The Sanhedrin will weigh in. What are you weighing in? Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is the Machri Ahram. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is the Machri Ahram. There's a Sefer which was called Seder Hadoros. It's interesting. It was a style of limud of pilpul. And for us, it's very foreign. This isn't our current mesora in terms of learning. But if you look at the Parshas Drachim in Mishnah Melech, right, it's very common in earlier times that they used to take dialogue in Chumash, and they used to show, oh, this is Machlokes, the Rabbah and Ravid, this is Machlokes, Rashi and Tosus, and Yosef HaTzadik, Hoshita Satosus, and the brothers held, this was the Shita the Rambam. They would kind of line up personalities and dialogue, right, in Chumash with, right, Machlokes Rishonim. So if you take a look in the Parshas Drachim, it's like a common issue. What was the debate between Yosef and his brothers? What was the debate between Moshe and Aaron regarding a certain point? This reflected kind of Machlokas Rishonim. So in one of the pieces, right, the Seder Hadoros, it was kind of that saying this, that, you know, this Shita was held by Moshe Rabbeinu, and this Shita was held by the others. So they asked Reb Chaim for that Haskama. So Reb Chaim thought that was apikorsis, right, to be able to say such a thing. Not the style, but the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu would weigh in on an issue and someone would disagree with him. And Moshe Rabbeinu is not just saying, I think. Moshe Rabbeinu would say that this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu told me. How can anybody disagree? How can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu felt this way, and felt this way, right? The machlokes Moshe Rabbeinu Kadosh Baruch Hu, whether the Mishkan should be first or whether the Kelim should be first, reflects this machlokes Rishonim. How can you line up in that particular way? So Chaim felt very... That one piece in the Sefer that kind of linked the statement of Moshe and Machlokes Rishonim, he thought that cannot be. And, it's actually printed in the Sefer because the Sefer was written and they didn't yet get the Haskamos. They left the Haskamos pages blank. And the Mechaber went to Reb Chaim for a Haskamah, so he told him, I'll give you the Haskamah, but that piece is not good. So, but the Sefer was already printed. So in the Haskamah, he writes the whole story, and he writes that Reb Chaim said that piece that I wrote is apikorsis. They shouldn't read it. That's how it's printed in the Sefer, because they couldn't take it out. And so Soleitchik told this story just in terms of Musar Haskel in Horah. How can you disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu? The Torah says Pel Peh Davarbo. So what do you mean? You have an issue Davar Hagadol. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to turn to everybody else and say, well, what do you think about this? Kadosh Baruch Hu told me, do you agree? Do you disagree? How can that be? That's true when it comes to Horah. What about when it comes to a Maisa Bezen L'Kiyum HaDavar? Right, dealing with those types of things that require Kiyum HaDavar. So Moshe Rabbeinu can be, right, the greatest Machri Achron, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a single individual. If something required two Eidim, Moshe Rabbeinu was only one. If something required three Dayan L'Kiyum HaDavar, right, a chalitza, Moshe Rabbeinu was only one. Kiyum HaDavar, Moshe Rabbeinu was a single individual. There he would have to act together with others as well. So Soleitchik suggests that that's part of the resolution of these parshios. Yisro is Hora. That's called Davar HaGadol Yavo. That's where the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu is Makom Shiv Echad Goy. If you look in Parshas Halosa, it's not referring to Psak and Hora. It's referring to the general manhigus of Knesset Yisrael. There, at times, Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the members of the Sanhedrin. So Soleitchik pointed out a pretty unbelievable deal. That when you look throughout the Rambam, in Yana Chazaka, sometimes the Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu, and sometimes the Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dino. You wouldn't even know that. No? If you look, for example, in Minui Melech, Hilchos Melachim, Perkalef, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that Minyan Melech has to be done Ayidei HaSanhedrin. And the Rambam writes, because Yoshua, Sheminehu Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dino. Because Yoshua was appointed as a Melech. Who appointed him? Moshe Rabbeinu, together with his Bezdin. When you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, when it comes to that halacha of being Mekadesh, the Makom Mikdash, Ein Mosif Nalir V'Alazara, the Rambam writes, you need a lot of things. Right, you need a melech, you need a navi, you need a sanhedrin, and the Rambam adds, Moshe Rabbeinu melechayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the melech, seeming to indicate clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu was not sanhedrin. Why? Because Mosif and Alir Vazara is a bez nekiyum adavar. There, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do those things by himself. How can you have kiyum adavar al yedei echad? When it comes, however, to halacha, to psak, or even to koach hatakana. There, Moshe Rabbeinu always writes that Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The very first halacha, Hilchos Avelos, the Rambam writes Moshe tikkun Yisrael. In Perek Gimel Hilchos Tevila, when it comes to Shol Vidorshim, right? During each and every yantiv, the Rambam writes Moshe Natikan Yisrael. If you look in Perek Yudbeis of Hilchos Tefila, the Takana Priyas HaTorah, the Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu Tikan Yisrael. When it comes to Takanos, when it comes to Hora, Moshe Rabbeinu. When it comes to Maisa Bezlakimah Dava, that's Moshe Rabbeinu Bubez Dino. Then Rav Slavetsch raised the following question. That Rambam, Perek Yudbeis HaLachalof, the Hilchos Tefila, the Priyas HaTorah, Moshe Tikan Yisrael. The Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu. Great, beautiful. Moshe Rabbeinu did so. That was a takana. That was not a ma'aseh bez nekima davar. That Moshe Rabbeinu did not require others. You know what the difficulty with that is? That it seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara discusses the whole takana kriyas haTorah. The Gemara in Bava Kama daf Pei Beis, we just discussed that recently about kol posuk de pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara writes there was a takana kriyas haTorah. Right, that Knesset Yisrael said the following, that to be able to go several days without the Shmias Dvar Hashem, miyad nilu, we would die, we would wither away. That's a Mayim al Torah, the survival of Knesset Yisrael is dependent upon them. So the Gemara says, as a result, amdu nevim shebeneihem v'tikna. So the Nevi'im Shebeneihem were misakim. One thing is clear from the Gemara. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneihem v'tikmu. So two kashas. Number one is, why is that Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneihem v'tikmu? Why? Why not just simply Moshe Rabbeinu? And furthermore, for whatever reason you require others, the unit, how does the Rambam write that Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Yisrael? So one, it requires explanation. Why Amdu Nevi'im Shebeneihem? And secondly, how did he resolve the Shitas HaRambam in the light of the Gemara? Rostovetchik pointed out 2 points. Point number one was the following. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you cannot disagree. How can you disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu? When did Moshe Rabbeinu attain that uniqueness? And when it comes to Torah, the Torah Hashem, one cannot disagree. You can't say, but I beg to differ. Right? Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is what I was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is not a matter of opinion. I disagree. At what point did Moshe Rabbeinu secure, right, that role? So the answer, obviously, was Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah. From the moment of Kabbalah Satoranan, Pelopeh Dabrabo, Dabdish the Reagu, Moshe Rabbeinu as the Odon Hanavim had that uniqueness. That's part of the Karamun of the Rambam. Right? The uniqueness of Nebuas Moshe. And that's why Inamar Shedachadish Dov. A person comes, Nebu and says, what Moshe Rabbeinu said is different, altered, changed. That's Apikorsus. And how can you do that? It can undermine Kalatorah Kula. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, he said this, but I'm a Navi and I say this. No, that's an indicator of an Navi Sheker. That was true at the time of Maamad Har Sinai. So Slavetchik pointed out the following Kiddush. You know what's unique about the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah? That was before Maamad Har Sinai. V'yelchu shloshes in the minhul ha-matzamayim. Dorash Yishu Sar Maamad Har Torah. That was before Kabbalah HaTorah. Rashi already points out, Bnei Yisrael were given certain parshios of the Torah already in the Midbar, even before Maamad Har Sinai. And that's why, when the Gemara says, what's the purpose of Takan of Kriyas HaTorah? The Gemara doesn't say, Liman Mitzvah Tamat Torah. This was Kodem Matan Torah. Why is there a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, Kodem Matan Torah? That's exactly what the Gemara says. Miyad nilu, because you can't survive without it. It's not because there's a mitzvah muderes, a mitzvah mesiemes, right? Mitzvos, that's lav har matan Torah. Right here, this wasn't one of the shemitzes benoach, kriyas haTorah. The Gemara says they instant kriyas haTorah because miyad nilu, because they couldn't survive without that kishet, the Dvar Hashem. And that was the plight of Knesset Yisrael Midbar. That was before Moshe Rabbeinu was granted that unique status. That's why the Gemara says that early takana, before Kriyas HaTorah, that was Amdu Levim Shemei Metikna. That was not Moshe Rabbeinu Nikra. If that's true, so why is it then that the Rambam writes differently, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Yisrael? So here Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this added point, and that's what the Rambam writes. We discussed this earlier as well. The Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin Daf Kuf. And that is Nitna Torah v'nishchatshu alafa. The Rambam writes clearly, any mitzvah that we had Kodam Matan Torah, everything changed. At the moment of Kabbalah Satorah, the mitzvahs had to be reenacted anew. The Rambam writes, we don't observe the mitzvah of Bris Milah because it was given to the Avos Kodam Matan Torah. We observe the mitzvah of Bris Milah because Torah, Tzivah, and Moshe. Our practice in mitzvos is not because of Avos. Our practice is because Torah, Tzivah, and Moshe. That's exactly what the Gemara writes, Nitznu Torah v'nishchatshu halacha. The Gemara says you can't necessarily be derived from mitzvah Kodam Matan Torah because our observance is post. Not only when it comes to mitzvahs daraisa, but kavachomer, even when it comes to takanos as well. I'll give you a beautiful example. The 2 days in the Gemara Brachos, Nafchafav, what is the basis of tefillah? Is it avos or is it karbanos? So the Rambam mentions both, avos and karbanos. Avos and karbanos, that mentions both. Where does the Rambam mention karbanos? In Hilchos Tefillah. Where does the Rambam mention avos? In Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim. Meaning, when the Rambam Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim tells us the history of mitzvahs, the history of mitzvahs, the Rambam writes, Avraham Aviv Adavon Shachris, and Yitzchak Adavon Mincha, and Yaakov Adavon Marav, beautiful. In Hilchos Tefillah, when the Rambam writes, why do you daven? The Rambam, you daven because the Chachamim were misaking tefillah, can I get tefillah and tiknu? The history of the mitzvah is important, but the history of the mitzvah is not necessarily relevant. Even though tefillah is only drabanan, Shachris and Chamarav is drabanan. But the din drabanan is based on the takana drabanan, not based on the practice of Aram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So with that in mind, Rav Soloveitchik added the following ha'ara. There was a takana of Kriya Satorah prior to Kabbalah Satorah, Miad Nilu. But then the Torah was given. Why do we lame? We don't lame because of that takana. Just like we don't daven because of Rami Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's important historically. Our kiyum hamitzvah is because of a takana la'achar matan Torah. The takana la'achar matan Torah, at that moment Moshe Rabbeinu had reached the status of ladon ha'nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu no longer required Amdu Nevi'im Shevinehim V'tiknu, anybody else, in order to go ahead and to grant that license. So no steer whatsoever. The Gemara's reference of Kodam Matan Torah is Nevi'im Shevinehu. Right, Lacha Matan Torah, the Rambam writes, this was a regular Takaras Moshe, like Avelos, like Sholem Adarshim, and so too the case of Kriyas HaTorah itself. Therefore, it's an ancient thought, it's not a steer at all. That exactly, he had no sentence, that's the Kiddush of the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, fascinating possibilities. The different sivim we discussed at length. The sira, kiyum hadavar, bir hadavar, not only true with Avis. It's true when it comes to Dayanus, it's true when it comes to Sanhedrin. And perhaps these are the two roles of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay.